So with regard to this case, we've got a cargo of gasoline that was picked up in Panama, and it was bound for either Curacao or Aruba. The vessel charter, thankfully, contained a very important sanctions clause that allows the owner to question where the cargo is bound, demand proof as to who the ultimate buyer is. And if in doubt, it's the owner, not the charter, who has the ability to control where the vessel is going and to avoid any issue with regard to sanctions. The charter here told the owner that they would not be involved in Venezuelan trade. However, when the vessel commenced the voyage, the destination was then changed, and there was a request for a ship-to-ship transfer 50 miles off of Aruba and open waters off the coast of Venezuela. And surprise, surprise, the ship-to-ship transfer was to a vessel that was involved in coastwide Venezuelan trade. And that's when the concerns of the owner became on high alert, and they contacted us to talk about what their options were and how they could protect themselves, particularly from U.S. sanctions involving precluding any cargoes going into Venezuela of gasoline. Mike?
Okay, so thank you, Julie. Excuse the kind of the sheen on my forehead. I literally just got out of the shower with the advance notice. I was on with clients on a couple of things, and all of a sudden, in the middle of a call, I get this, you're on the Ready 5 aircraft about to be launched off the aircraft carrier. So anyway, though, the Venezuelan sanctions issues are very important, and the U.S. State Department and Treasury Department is taking a very aggressive approach with regards to Venezuela. And I've been dealing with OFAC for probably over 15 years, because my first area of specialty was back in the day when you could use Rule B attachments to intercept wire transfer. And so the bank's OFAC filters were the actual things that were catching the money coming through New York. And also the filters, they're designed for banks to actually wind up plugging in the names of specially designated nationals, SDNs. And that was the way that catching Rule B transfers in the wire transfer context, where it was so easy, is because these banks already had pre-installed filters that were required by the Department of Treasury to make sure that, you know, back in the day, it might have been Libya after Lockerbie and people like that, or Cuba, but now you could do it commercially. Well, now when you're talking about an issue with Venezuela and these numerous different Venezuelan, either state or individual entities that are on the SDN list, they're also looking out for these people as well. And so as can be seen on this slide, you have these different orders that were issued with regards to how they wanted to treat Venezuela, including the Executive Order 13850, that said that PDVSA and the oil sector of Venezuelan economy was basically considered an SDN, and therefore anything that was dealing with property or interests of PDVSA that are subject to U.S. jurisdiction were blocked, and that if you dealt with them, if you were a U.S. person and dealt with them, you were immediately in problems, because the U.S. government has direct jurisdiction over you. But also, if you look at the last line there, they also wound up using the executive order to say that there were restrictions on non-U.S. persons as well that assist or support the Maduro government. And if you're carrying a petroleum cargo, for example, that winds up winding up in Venezuela, well, it could turn out to be a bad day for you. So when you look at these next slides on page 17 here, you wind up looking in terms of materially authorizing any person that may wind up assisting, and that's materially assisted, sponsored, provided financial, material, or technological support for, or goods or services in support of any person whose property and interests or property are blocked by the order. So literally, if you are doing anything to facilitate their being able to do their mission or to for them to benefit somehow, you could well wind up in a situation where you're in a lot of trouble if it turns out you're discovered to have done that. All right? So If you're an ocean carrier, especially a tanker who's carrying a petroleum cargo, you need to be especially sensitive to the idea that, hey, is this product going to be used in a situation where it could get to Venezuela? And especially in this context, where you have a ship that was literally coming out of Venezuelan waters and had been trading coastwise in Venezuela, and now it's not, hey, we're going to do the transfer inside of Aruban waters or inside of Curacao waters, but instead it's 50 miles west of Aruba out in the open ocean, just north of the Venezuelan coastline. Thankfully, the client, very smart, they got the lawyers involved early before they had done things that were essentially, they were not going to be able to want to pulling back, or they were going to have to ask the government for forgiveness for having done something wrong.